Thoughts on Mark, Mark chapter 12 and verses 9 to 11. The punchline. Now what Jesus does here is spell it out. The parable is clear enough though, and the Jews have got it. But so there's no misunderstanding, so they see the scriptural point here. Christ pulls no punches, and he sets the thing in black and white. Verse 9, what then will the owner of the vineyard do? You remember, this owner has planted this vineyard and spent any amount of money and time and energy upon it, and he sent his servants to collect the fruit. The tenants have abused the servants and killed some of them, and then he sends the son and they kill the son. Well, the picture is obvious, the meaning is obvious. This is Judaism. This is the temple, the priesthood, the sacrifices, all the care that God has provided and spent upon the Jews. And it's now he's sending his son. And here is the crunch time. And they have already determined to kill him and get him out of the way. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. Haven't you read this scripture? The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Quoting Psalm 118. This is not a statement, is it? In the first instance. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He doesn't wait for the answer, but he's raised a question in their minds. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? What will God do with Judaism? What will he do with the temple? Oh, well, you protect the temple. No, no. Don't you know your history? Don't you know the history of the Jews? Read the history of the Jews again and see how God destroyed the temple. Solomon's temple is no more. It was destroyed. And the replacement temple under Cyrus, the second temple, well, very good and all that, but still it was a small affair, and never was Israel restored again. Judaism never returned to its former glory. And now, with the second temple, the carnality in the temple, what will the owner of the vineyard do? He looked for fruit. What will he do? He won't put up with it. And Christ spells it out. He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. Judaism is finished. The old covenant is finished. The Gentiles are going to come in. We move from a vineyard to a building. The capstone is now not this temple and all the priesthood. It is the priesthood. The shadows are giving way to the substance, Christ himself. The Lord has done this. The stone the builders rejected, that's me, says Christ. The one you're rejecting now, the one you're going to crucify in a few hours, this one has become the capstone, the chief stone, the holder of all together. Christ is all, Colossians 3:11. This is the end of the temple, the prophets, the law, the covenant, the land, the old covenant. This is the beginning of the new. This is the beginning of the ecclesia. This is the fall of Judaism. Read the later chapters of Jeremiah. Read the historical books and see it. Read Ezra and Nehemiah. See it all. Read Haggai and Malachi and the other prophets. Read them and you will see. Is there any lesson for us? Is there any lesson for us? Well, there's two lessons here. First of all, Christ will be supreme and glorious. Psalm 118, Isaiah 45, 22 to 25, leads to Philippians 2, 9 to 11. God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. You're going to crucify him, but in crucifying him, you will crown him. He is the King of Kings. He is the capstone. He is the Lord of Lords. Is there any other lesson? The fall of Judaism. Well, read Revelation 2 and 3. Read what God says about the churches, even from the apostolic days. The fall of Judaism. Have you ever heard or thought about the fall of the church? Many deny that it exists. Many think that church history is one glorious, long climbing pattern. Well, there have been interludes of blessed times, but the general course is downward, is it not? Look at it now, my friend. Oh, it's popular, it's swelling, it's growing, it's got wealth, it's got big, huge meeting houses and all the thing. All in the garden is rosy and lovely, is it? Is it? Remember, Israel failed and fell. There is a warning for us. Romans 11:22. Behold the sternness and the kindness of God. Hebrews 2:4. Romans 2:4-5. What am I talking about? Unbeliever. God giving you time for repentance. If you do this to Israel, Revelation 2:3, if you do it to the churches, where will the ungodly appear? 1 Peter 4, if judgment begins at the house of God, where will the unrighteous, the unbeliever appear? Where will you appear? These are serious things, my friend. Oh, heed them. This is the punchline. This is the punchline. The stone the builders rejected. Judaism. And if the churches reject this headstone, and if you, unbeliever, go on rejecting this headstone, Christ, the end will be disaster. Not for you, not for Christ, not for Christ. He will be exalted. The disaster will all be yours.